AVP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump's lawyers have taken more steps to delay sentencing in his hush money case. Norman Hall has details.
In a letter to the judge presiding over the criminal case, Trump's lawyers asked Judge Juan Merchan to hold off on a sentencing decision slated for September 16th. Trump's lawyers also urged Merchan to postpone sentencing indefinitely while the federal court in Manhattan weighs their request filed late Thursday that it seize the case from the state court where it was tried. Trump was convicted in May of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to conceal a $130,000 hush money payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels. Falsifying business records is punishable by up to 4 years behind bars. Other potential sentences include probation or a fine. I'm Norman Hall.
Trump's holding a campaign rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about Democratic nominee Kamala Harris's interview on CNN last night.
Did you see her last night? I don't know. You think she's going to be able to handle President Xi? I don't know. I don't think so. China, North Korea, Russia, I don't know.
Later, he'll speak to Moms for Liberty, a national nonprofit that spearheaded efforts to get mentions of LGBTQ plus identity and systemic racism out of K-12 classrooms. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's fired the commander of the country's air force after one of its Western-donated F-16 warplanes crashed and the pilot died. U.S. experts have joined the Ukrainian investigation into the crash, which happened Monday during a Russian bombardment. NHL player Johnny Gaudreau of the Columbus Blue Jackets and his brother Matthew have been killed, hit by a car while riding bicycles in their home state of New Jersey. The driver, suspected of being under the influence of alcohol, has been charged. And the FDA has cleared a third updated COVID-19 vaccine for this fall, shots made by Novavax. Pfizer and Moderna are already shipping doses. This is AP News. Stocks ended the week and month on a strong note. Alex Vega has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks on Wall Street finished broadly higher as the market closed out its fourth straight winning month with solid gains. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday to finish August with a gain of 2.3%. The NASDAQ added 1.1%, and the Dow rose 0.6%, setting another all-time high. The market rallied after a government report showed that inflation remained low in July. That keeps the Federal Reserve on track to cut rates next month for the first time in more than 4 years. Marvell Technology climbed 9.2% after hitting Wall Street's sales and profit targets. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.92%. This is Alex Vega.
For the year, the Dow's gained 10.3%, the NASDAQ 18%, and the S&P 18.4%. Fidelity Investments says that's boosted 401k balances, with the average up by 13% from a year ago. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.